Tell me what happened. Just tell me everything.
Good?
No. No, I feel fine, thanks.
It isn't often we have the aesthetic pleasure of Mrs. Chandler dance. It's a pity you stopped.
Mr. Murdoch, this is Mr. Martinelli, who owns all this. Mr. Murdoch's an old friend of mine from out of town.
Any friend of Mrs. Chandler's is most welcome here.
I'm afraid I don't sing.
Perhaps you'd like to try a little roulette. It's probably less than wise of me to tell you, but the house is having a streak of bad luck this evening.
Mrs. Chandler doesn't feel like gambling.
Oh, I'm all right. Really, I am. I'd like to.
You too, sir?
I'll just watch. Roulette wheels have a way of running over me.
I was walking into something, Father. We were going to gamble hot or cold, win or lose. He hadn't asked her to. He told her she had to. It was an order. But why? And I didn't like the feeling I had about her. The way I wanted to put my hand on her arm. The way I kept smelling that jasmine in her hair. The way I kept hearing that song she'd sung. Yeah, something all right.
Fresh brought upstairs from Mrs. Chandler and Mr. Murdoch, and some of those pâté de foie gras sandwiches that Pierre makes so well. Real pâté from Paris, pre-war.
Right away, sir.
Number 11, black.
Two stacks, please.
Make your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Make your bets. Your bets. No more bets. No more.
That way you'll get rid of it fast.
It's a system I use.
You ever try throwing it out the window?
Number 13, black. Five yellows and 13. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Place your bets. Place your bets. No more bets, ladies. No more bets. No more.
11 and 7. What next?
I repeat, first one and the other.
It won't work, Dee. You got the right numbers in the wrong game.
Number 4, black. Nothing on 4.
She lost fast and heavy. Maybe it was her way of easing off the pain of Johnny. But I suspected there was more to it. I decided to find out. How much is Mrs. Chandler on the rim for?
16,000.
Let's see what I can do with the same numbers.
Did you ride in on the killing?
Her horse stumbled. Give me the 7-11 dice.
Mr. Murdoch, they're all 7-11 dice. It depends only on the talent of the player.
Not the luck.
I was only returning your compliment. You shoot honestly, we give you honest dice. Open up the table. You won't mind if I watch, I hope.
Not at all, if you think you can take it. What's the house limit?
For Mrs. Chandler, no limit.
We shoot 2,000.
Seven.
Seven the winner. The 4,000.
Add infinitum if you wish.
11 the winner. 7-11, your system, Dusty. Once more and we're even.
First, we're going to start with what we have.
Oh, we'll get even.
The house will change the dice.
That's your privilege, friend.
There you are, Dustin. That squares you with the house.
I trust you don't think there's anything wrong with the dice?
I never think when I gamble, Martinelli. I just feel, and I feel snake eyes.
Krause, give Mr. Murdoch back the dice he had before. Now, sir, I'd be delighted to have you roll for any part or all of the 16,000.
Let's say all of it.
4.
A difficult point, Mr. Murdoch.
And Murdoch can do.
Please, Rip, I'm 16,000 ahead.
bother you?
No, a solid winning by a player every now and then is the best advertising for any casino.
Can't we have a nightcap?
It's your money.
We'll have it in my office.
If it's all the same to you, friend, I'd like that particular pair for a souvenir. Much obliged. With all that folding money on you, I'd better see you home. Huh. Snake eyes again.
I'm afraid Krauss is a fool. Evidently, my cutting him in on the profits was a mistake. He's becoming greedy.
If you don't mind, I'll keep these to remind me never to stretch my luck.
A judicious principle. I gather, Mr. Murdoch, you've been around, as the saying is.
Oh, East St. Louis is around enough.
Ah, St. Louis. In what business were you, may I ask?
I owned a fleet of taxicabs at Pearl Harbor.
Oh, then undoubtedly you know Alboreto.
How come you knew Al? Were you ever in St. Louis?
Many times, although my headquarters were in Detroit.
And I thought Al's Detroit friends were all mobsters.
Where's Mike?
He mixed them, sir, but he got busy, so I brought him up. Ramos Gin Fizz, madam.
Thank you.
Our very best, sir. Mr. Martinelli's private stock.
Louis.
Coming, sir.
I got it all right. Something in the drink.
Also my private stock. That's all. To the beauties of St. Louis. You disapprove of the toast, sir?
I'm trying to think of a better one. I was trying to think, all right, if I'd hold a trifling on Louis for tipping me off, and if I did, remembering Louis had been Johnny's friend here, maybe his only friend. I needed Louis alive.
We await your pleasure.
Geronimo.
Word, with the added charm for me of being meaningless. A St. Louis expression?
No, just one I picked up.
Your expressions have the Barreto flavor. Almost medieval. Baroque. Mobster, for instance, is applied to me as more colorful than accurate. I've always had a preference for legitimate enterprises.
A little gambling racket on the side.
Oh, scarcely a racket, Mr. Murdoch. More for my own amusement than for profit, as you've some reason to know. Gambling is technically illegal, to be sure, but the whole city is aware of it and approves. My house encourages tourists, pays.
Coming out was like after being tapped on the button. Everything foggy, fur in my throat, an anchor on my head, and ringing in my ears. Sleep sometime.
My head's splitting.
Hey, take a look in your bag and see if you still got your money.
Just a minute.
Oh, murder.
What'd you say?
I said murder. I just sat up.
The money's all here, Rip.
It is. Well, then I can't understand why he slugged us both. Phone number, Dusty. I'll call you back. I got it. It was Louis.
His neck was broken, Father. Little by little, my brain began to unscramble. Louis, Johnny's letter. That was the Joker. That Martinelli was tied in with Johnny's death. He'd found out about Johnny's letter and figured it put the finger on him so he'd silence Louis, too. And Louis's body was to block me out of the play with a murder rap. I had to get rid of Louis some way and fast before the cops got around to following up Martinelli's next play, an anonymous tip to pay me a call.
Guy from Frisco.
You're better than I thought you were. How'd you ever locate me?
Mind if we take a little look around, Mr. Murdoch?
Mine? Why should I mind? What's a little sleep? If I'm not interrupting your train of thought, would you mind telling me what you're looking for?
Maybe we're looking for that guy you was looking for down the morgue, Charlie Wilson.
Oh?
Mister, just what do you know about that burned corpse?
Just about as much as you do. Nothing.
You heard that squad car reporting in about the car smash. That's why the high-class rental job with the police called, Ben. You knew that guy had been taken for a ride.
You guys murder me. Just happens that's the only radio the shop had for rent.
I bet.
You know, if you'd stop playing smart, I might be able to help you.
Where'd you get the hit? At the Sanctuary Club?